Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News. You are listening to WBFO News. I'm Thomas O'Neill White. Parts of upstate New York are under a flood watch starting today as the remnants from Storm Debbie moved northward. Currently, those remnants are forecast to skirt the western New York region, and instead, most of the flood watches are in effect for areas east of Rochester. But Steve Welch from the National Weather Service Buffalo says we can expect some rain today.
We're expecting generally around a half inch or so here for rainfall, and then that increases to the east. We get some heavier rain that might be possible within some of those bands of showers that move through. We could get higher amounts, but generally half to three quarters of an inch for far western New York.
The storm first made landfall in the U.S. in Florida's Big Bend region Monday. The university at Buffalo has received a grant of $750,000 from the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation to help sustain three more years of operations for Cultivator, the university's early-stage startup support program. Cultivator, managed by UB's Office of Business and Entrepreneur Partnerships, nurtures Western New York-based startup founders by providing aspiring entrepreneurs with mentorship, investments, and other resources to transform their innovative ideas into viable, scalable businesses. Since its inception in 2021, 66 companies have participated in the nine-month program, with over 70% of those companies founded by women or people of color. Join us for a special pre-show reception on Saturday, August 24th, in celebration of WBFO's latest radio play, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. You'll enjoy early admission to the Catherine Cornell Theater, prime reserve seating for the 2 p.m. performance, and refreshments. Plus, you'll hear interesting behind-the-scenes info during a pre-performance talk from the director and our own content vice president, Lynn Bader. Limited tickets remain for the special 12:30 reception prior to the 2 p.m. show, so visit wned.org/events today.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
I'm Dan Karpinchuk on the Canadian Beat. This week, Canada's health minister touted the success of the federal government's dental care plan. He says the response and results have exceeded anything he could have hoped for in the first 3 months, with millions of Canadians approved to receive coverage and more than 75% of dental care providers taking part. It was Mark Holland's first update on the plan that's been billed as one of the largest social programs in Canadian history.
This is news that I think blows the front door off the barn.
Holland was offering what he says is some good news to Canadians and a welcome relief to the criticisms over the past year of the policies of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal government. And it's over the Canadian dental care plan.
Today, I'm here to say that nearly 450,000 Canadians have received care. There's 2.3 million Canadians who have signed up.
And Holland says it's not just those who have received the care, but he says there's been an explosion in the number of dental care providers who are taking part.
More than 6,500 new providers have signed, have participated in the program using claim by claim. That takes us to 19,000 providers across the country who are providing services to Canadians where they need it across the country. That represents 75% of oral health professionals.
Holland says it's more than he could have hoped for.
75% is huge. Think about it. Just a month ago, before we launched the alternative pathway, we were at about 50% of providers. So in a period of 3 months, to be at 75% is incredibly important.
In its phased rollout of the dental care plan, coverage for seniors began in May and was expanded to children under 18 and disabled Canadians in June. Here again is Minister Holland.
We live in a country where seniors are able to get the care that they need. And the denturists were talking to me about the clients that they were seeing who had 30 and 40-year-old dentures. One lady, 42 years without a pair of dentures in her mouth. What she was left with was plastic plates. The senior who was forced to use these plastic plates to chew their food with no teeth in their mouth It just profoundly strikes me that this is not the country we want to live in.
The Canadian Dental Assistance Association is on board with the dental plan, and its president, Kelly Mansfield, says already the plan is making a difference and can even reduce some of the burden on the general health care system.
The feedback we are hearing from our CDAA members regarding the administration and clinical implementation of the CDCP has been both positive and rewarding. Several members have shared personal stories of how the CDCP has enriched their well-being and happiness. For example, one member's grandparent, who hadn't visited a dentist in over 20 years, despite struggling with ill-fitting dentures that impacted their ability to eat, recently received a new set of dentures through the CDCP participating provider. This care, previously unaffordable, has significantly improved their daily life.
The program is not a formal insurance plan, but it covers a range of services such as cleanings, x-rays, cavity fillings, dentures, and root canals. In order to qualify, you have to be a Canadian resident, can have no access to dental insurance, and have a net family income of less than $90,000 a year, and of course have filed your previous year's tax return. And the cost of all dental work is not free. Patients will have to pay a portion out of pocket for some services that aren't fully covered. The opposition Conservative Party has taken a wait-and-see approach and would not say if it would scrap the plan if elected. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto on the Canadian Beat.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.